Radio Prague News. The Czech Health Ministry has requested a complete list of Czech nationals studying and working in countries with Ebola outbreaks. The Czech Association of Bailiffs has warned against a spate of fraudulent emails sent in its name, and Czechs are buying an increasing amount of fair trade products. The Czech Health Ministry has requested a complete list of Czech nationals working in countries with Ebola outbreaks, as well as Czech students studying in high-risk areas, in order to take effective measures against the possible spread of the disease in the Czech Republic. Prague's Bulovka Hospital has the facilities to treat highly infectious diseases, and its staff is on standby for a possible emergency. But the Health Ministry says the Czech Republic would not have the facilities required to transfer Ebola patients home from African states should that prove necessary. The Czech Association of Bailiffs has warned against a spate of fraudulent emails sent in its name, in which people are asked to pay non-existent debts. Hundreds of people have reportedly called in to inquire about the mails. The association's spokesperson has warned the public not to respond to these requests, send money to the stated accounts, and ideally not to open any attachments. She moreover pointed out that bailiffs do not, as a rule, correspond with debtors by email. Czechs are buying an increasing amount of fair trade products, Fair Trade Czech Republic Director Hanna Horvatová said at a press conference in Prague on Tuesday. While in 2005, Czechs only bought 3 million crowns worth of fair trade goods, last year the amount rose to 174 million crowns. By far the most popular fair trade commodity on the market is coffee. The Health Ministry is planning to have proton therapy for cancer covered by health insurance. According to a proposed amendment to the law, all public health insurance companies would be bound to cover proton therapy if it is recommended by one of the country's 13 oncology centres. At present, this form of therapy is used only marginally, despite the fact that Prague has a modern proton therapy centre which takes in patients from around the world. An unknown attacker threw acid into the face of a 50-year-old woman in Prague's Michle district early on Tuesday, the CTK news agency reported. The incident happened in a lift and the attacker managed to escape unnoticed. The woman was rushed to hospital with severe facial burns. A similar incident took place in the city of Plzeň last November, where a man attacked his ex-girlfriend in a similar manner. He was charged after 9 months and now awaits trial in custody. A random laboratory test of children's school supplies for hazardous substances commissioned by the NGO Arnica revealed excessive amounts of toxic substances in 3 out of 11 tested products. Parents are warned in particular against 2 fake designer label pen holders, Transformers, Optimus, Prime and 21st Century, which were found to contain several kinds of dangerous phthalates, exceeding permitted norms by up to 150 times. The NGO presented its findings at a press briefing in Prague on Tuesday, urging parents to pay attention to the source and quality of the school accessories they acquire for their offspring. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be cold and wet, with daytime highs staying under 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.